Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now, lots of action here in the studio. Over to you, Darren Frell.
There is indeed. Good morning. Thank you, Mary. Welcome to the business end of the Football Championship. We have the draws for the semi-finals of the Tailteann Cup and the preliminary quarter-final of the Sam Maguire Football Championship. We're live here on Radio 1 and you can also watch proceedings on the news channel. Warm welcome to our guest this morning who will conduct the draw. We have Derry Kent, chairman of the CCCC, and Fergal McGill, GAA Director, Player Club and Games Administration. Gents, you're very welcome to us here this morning. Looking forward to getting stuck in. Eamon Fitzmaurice will join us a little bit later for a reaction to what plays out in front of us here in studio. We're down to the last four counties in the Tailteann: Down, Meath, Laois and Antrim. The semi-finals are subject to avoidance of repeat pairings from the overall championship where possible. The only repeat pairing here is Down against Meath, which means that Down will play either Laois or Antrim and Meath will play either Laois or Antrim. And with that in mind, Down and Meath are going to be put into Bowl 1, which Derek is going to look after, and then Antrim and Laois will go into Bowl 2, which will be overseen by Fergal. The first team drawn from Bowl 1 will play the second team from, or the first team drawn from Bowl 2, and then the second team from Bowl 1 will play the second team from Bowl 2, and they're going to be the semi-final. So Derek Kent, will you give that Bowl 1 final jig for us and pull out our first team? This is the first team out in the Tailteann Cup. Games will be played in Croke Park next Sunday.
Down.
So Down are out first. Huge win for them at the weekend. Knocked out one of the big favourites, Cavan, who lost last year's final. And Down will play Fergal.
Down will play Darren Laois.
Down will play Laois. I have a smile on my face here because we know what the second pairing is, don't we? Derek, will you confirm this for us, please? First team out here is...
Meath.
Meath, managed by Colm O'Rourke, and they will play a team...
Can only mean, Darren, the second team is Antrim.
Antrim, and of course, Andy McEntee, who managed Meath for 6 years up until the start of this campaign, has gone to Antrim. So Andy McEntee will be renewing acquaintances with his home county again. Fun and games in the Tailteann Cup. Those semi-finals, as I said, will take place on Sunday at Croke Park, and the times will be confirmed later today. Up next, the pairings for the Sam Maguire preliminary quarter-final. The four second-place teams from the group stages are here. We have Kildare, Cork, Donegal and Galway, and they will have home advantage against the four third place teams, and they are Roscommon, Mayo, Monaghan and Tyrone. The draw subject to avoidance of repeat pairings from the group stages. In Bowl 1 we have Kildare, Cork, Donegal and Galway, so Derek is going to look after those, and then Fergal has Bowl 2, Roscommon, Mayo, Monaghan and Tyrone. So, without further ado, let's get this underway. Give it one final twist there for us in Bowl 1. Derek Kent, who have you got first? Remember, these teams will have home advantage.
Kildare.
Kildare will have home advantage, but where home is at the moment without Newbridge, we'll have to wait and see. They can, just to clarify this as well, so Kildare, they cannot play Roscommon here, okay?
Glad you said that, Darren, because Kildare have been drawn against Roscommon. So what happens now, Darren, is I'm going to draw again from my bowl to see who Kildare will play.
And Roscommon move down to the second line in this draw.
Move down to the second line.
Brilliant, okay. So Kildare will play.
Kildare will play Audrey's Monaghan.
They can play it in Clonus. No worries.
So we'll ask Derek to draw again there.
Kildare and Monaghan. Are you happy with that, Audrey?
Yeah.
So home advantage for the Roscommon will be?
Cork.
Cork. Huge win at the weekend against Mayo. I tell you what, that is a very good draw. Cork and Roscommon. A couple of great fixtures so far. This is our third pairing.
Sorry, Derek.
Derek, you're going to go first, yeah? Getting ahead of yourself, Fergal.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Donegal.
Donegal, they looked down and out in the springtime, didn't they? They had no manager and relegation, but look, they're flying high at the minute. They'll have home advantage against
their neighbours in Tyrone.
Donegal and Tyrone. Three fascinating fixtures, and I think the best of them all is about to come. Can you please confirm for us, Derek, home advantage for the men from the West? Galway, the only provincial champions in this draw. Slip up against Armagh and they will play
your old friends, Darren, in Mayo.
Galway, Mayo. The in-laws would be happy with that, I'd say, Derek, will they?
Yeah.
Oh, fascinating stuff. Those games will take place next weekend and the CCCC, they will meet later this morning and they'll confirm those details. Around about lunchtime?
Yeah, hopefully after lunchtime.
Okay, along with those hurling fixtures as well next weekend. I'm going to repeat these again. Kildare against Monaghan. Cork will play Roscommon. Donegal up against Tyrone. They're all rivals. And then an all-West pair in Galway at home to Mayo. You couldn't really have scripted. Eamon Fitzmaurice, will we start with that final one, Eamon? Galway-Mayo, what do you think?
Oh, what a draw, Darren. look, I think the thing with it was that prior to yesterday, Mayo and Galway, you know, in a lot of people's minds and in my own mind, maybe they were right up at the top of the scale in terms of teams that could go on and win it. And now, after next weekend, one of them are going to be gone. So it just goes to show the consequences of the games yesterday. And that's going to be a massive, massive game in Salt Hill next weekend.
Yeah, who do you fancy? I know it's probably 6 days away, but who are you edging towards?
I don't. Like, I mean, the thing with Galway is that Sean Kelly was injured in that game yesterday. And if he's out, he's going to be a huge loss to them. And Mayo, you know, that kind of a loss, the way that they were 6 points up after the Tommy Conroy goal, they didn't score for the rest of the game. That was a very disappointing finish for them, the manner that they lost the game. So, you know, to try and pick themselves up in less than a week is going to be challenging. So very hard to call. It's going to be some game either way.
They'll have no trouble getting themselves up for Galway. What about Donegal and Tyrone?
Yeah, that's another interesting one. Tyrone were the team that eventually ended that great Donegal championship record in Ballybofey there a couple of seasons ago. So whether they can repeat the trick, you know, Donegal obviously had a great win this weekend. I saw them against Derry a couple of weeks ago and you could see that they were coming. Whereas Tyrone, I imagine, would have been disappointed with aspects of their performance against Westmeath yesterday. So Donegal and Ballybofey are always hard to beat, so Tyrone are going to have it all to do there, Darren.
Yeah, and I guess I'm looking at the last two fixtures, Cork and Roscommon, Kildare, Monaghan. They're going to be two. Those games are in the balance, aren't they? Very hard to call them.
They are, and just straight away when those draws were made, what I was saying is that they're lovely, fresh draws as well. You know, we obviously have the provincial rivalries with the Galway Mayo, Donegal, Tyrone one, but with those two draws, Cork, Roscommon, Kildare, Monaghan, there's a real freshness about them, and they'll be two great games. And oftentimes you see it in the qualifiers in the past where you'd have teams coming up against each other who didn't have huge championship histories against each other. They could lead to great open games and kind of huge scoring games, even as we saw with Monaghan and Clare there a couple of weeks ago. So the championship is really hotting up. You know that we've 6 weeks in All-Ireland final, we've 4 weekends of matches to go now. So I think that Galway Mayo one in particular highlights that from now on it's really, really serious stuff.
Indeed it is. Eamon Fitzmaurice, thanks for joining us. Thanks to Fergal and Derek as well for their help here in studio. The other big story this morning is the golf and mixed news for our golfers in the US last night. Leona Maguire winning that Meyer Classic, brilliant victory on the LPGA Tour. And no luck though for Rory McIlroy last night at the US Open. Runner up to the American Wyndham Clark in Los Angeles. Just one shot separating the players in the end. Clark finishing with a final round of 70. He won it on 10 under par. Rory has been speaking with Greg Allen.
Rory, I can sense your disappointment. If you could you kind of run through and assess what you went through out there today, just coming up one short in the US Open?
Hung in there all day. You know, got off to the perfect start with the birdie on one. I played pretty solid golf. I hit a lot of fairways. I hit a lot of greens. I had a good chance on the eighth hole, and I missed that. And then, you know, with a wedge in my hand in 14, you're looking at least having a birdie putt there. And to walk off with a six was disappointing. So, I mean, over the course of the day, those are the two shots that I'm really going to rue. But I felt apart from that, like I put in a really good performance. I hung in there. I didn't let my head drop. As I said, I executed my game plan pretty well. I just didn't get the putts to drop and hit a lot of sort of edges. And yeah, that was really the story of the day.
You've just said in your press conference, when I win my next major, because you must be emboldened by the fact that you put yourself in this. Your heart and mind, your physical game were all there today. One player has finished ahead of you, but you actually were there and you were really competitive right to the end.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, on my last 7 major championships. I finished in the top 10 6 times. I've had 2 great chances to win those. It hasn't quite happened for me. But every time these tournaments come up, I seem to be able to find a good enough game to contend. And you know, I said in there, I just got to keep putting myself in this position. You know, Jack won 18 of these things, but he finished second 19 times. And the reason that he won 18 was because he put himself in position so much. And I just need to keep putting myself in that position, and sooner or later it's going to happen.
Yeah, poor old Rory there, a disappointment for him. Finally, the Irish soccer team meet Gibraltar in their third game at the Euro 2024 qualifiers tonight. Last of France and Greece in the opening fixture, so tonight is must win. 7:45 start, live on RT2, the player and radio coverage on 2FM's Game On.